This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Jillian Coldsnow. The Colorado Attorney General's Office announced Wednesday that it's filed a lawsuit to block a potential merger between the state's two largest supermarket chains, Kroger and Albertsons. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
A year-long investigation by the state attorney general's office into the merger found it would eliminate head-to-head competition and close more than 50 grocery stores in Colorado, which they say would hurt local communities and shoppers. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says that the two supermarket chains also reached a no-poach agreement during last year's King Super strike, meaning neither company would hire each other's employees.
There's no other company that Kroger was worried about losing its workers to, or its pharmacy customers to. They were worried about Albertsons. That's why we're worried about this merger. These two companies should have to compete in the marketplace, not be allowed to merge.
Weiser is asking the Denver District Court to block the nearly $25 billion merger. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The ACLU of Colorado filed a lawsuit Wednesday against Children's Hospital Colorado. It's on behalf of an 18-year-old transgender patient awaiting a gender-affirming surgery who was told the hospital would not perform it. Caden Kent had just gotten the okay from his insurance company to go ahead with the surgery at Children's. Then a physician's assistant at the hospital said they could not perform the procedure. Tim McDonald is the ACLU legal director.
And that person had no explanation, no transition plan from the hospital.
The hospital is one of only three locations in the state providing medically necessary surgeries to treat gender dysphoria. It's not yet commented. This is CPR News and KRCC. You'll find more Colorado news at CPR.org. New York City is coping with 60,000 migrants who arrived on buses sent by southern governors. More on Fresh Air at 2:00.